K-State Nation, Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University on this Sunday morning, May 18th, 2025. Thank you for tuning into this episode here. Boy, we're going to have a lot to get into here. Well, obviously, this morning on the Pearl Project Podcast in general here, I'm going to go ahead and knock out this update for the national championships for women's golf. K-State baseball regular season wrapped up. We'll get to that. That will come out later on tonight. Track and field continuing to do business out there in Lawrence, Kansas. We're getting all that. I'll get all that today. Record that all today on this Sunday, and we'll get it out to y'all momentarily going into a big weekend. Or not, well, big weekend next weekend, actually. Yours truly going back. We'll be turning to Manhattan next week for probably, I would say, one of the bigger half marathons of the spring semester. Yes, a semester in the Bill Stoner half marathon. A lot more on that later to come this week on this podcast. But we got to talk K-State women's golf. They were in the top 10 going into yesterday's second round of the NCAA National Championships in Carlsbad, California. And oof, 13 over yesterday, falling clearly out of the top 10 in 10 spots. That means they are on the fringe of being outside of the top 20 here after two rounds. Again, golf, baseball, tricky, tricky thing. Even, well, I'll probably say everything's kind of tricky there, depending on a situation. But, you know, golf is right up there as far as, you know, you can't control the weather and all that other stuff there. Stu Burke following a backwards performance yesterday. Quote, the conditions were tough. We knew, being in the afternoon wave, that we would have to grind and hang in there. We actually grinded pretty well, but we just gave up a couple of bogeys in the end that will put us in the afternoon wave again tomorrow in the tougher conditions. Unfortunately, we just didn't play well today. But at the start of the week, all we wanted was a chance. We're not too far back. We have to go get off to a better start tomorrow there, end quote. So right now, well, actually, so we just found, I just found out this before hopping on the podcast. So I talked about, you know, how's this layout going to play out with this NCAA tournament? Right, starting, this thing started on Friday. My days are all crossed up. We're in a Sunday morning as we record this podcast, right? And this tournament is going to go right to this upcoming Wednesday, right through Wednesday, right? So K-State sitting right now, one shot out for a tie for 15th place. And again, if they fell out, they were into the top 10 to begin. Now they were 17, 16, somewhere in there, like that. And the top 15 would advance to play in the final round of, they call it stroke play, tomorrow. So K-State, after all that, were abysmal, still have a chance to play the next day. So it's basically a winner. Let's put it this way. Win or go home. Basically. But in this case here, play well enough, you advance. And that's what K-State Women's Golf has in front of them there as well. Lincoln Navarro has had herself a tournament here. Led the way yet again for K-State there. And Carla Bernat came up huge yet again. So Navarro, for the second consecutive day, leading the cast there. And we talked about Carla Bernat on this podcast yesterday, needing to do what she'd been doing throughout her K-State career. Navarro, tied for 19th overall right now, 11 over Bernat, moved up a couple of places to 33rd. That's a stat that you would have told me that Sunday morning, getting ready for a little, I'm going to say it's not 10 miles. To me, it's not very long, but getting ready for a 10-mile run here prior to next week's race, right? And you were telling me that Carla Bernat was in 33rd and not leading the team in scoring not putting K-State in position, I would have told you, hell no. I would have told you, you're kidding. But here's where we're at. 33rd, if Carl Brenner has one of those rounds and Navarro continues to do what she's been doing and maybe even gets somebody out of the mix, a third person like a Noah Van Beek or Nanami Nakashima or Sophie Burt need to wake up, then we're going to be talking a little bit. they were talking this team advancing to tomorrow's, we're going to call it advanced round, if you will, there. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer, K-State women's golf, needing to step up. This morning, or I should say later on today here, as they look to advance on into Monday's, looking at the play, more golf. Stroke play on Monday, and look, this was a 30 team field. It'll be cut in half exactly at the end of today, and K-State is just outside of the top 15 heading into today's third round coverage of the NCAA tournament. So if you don't play well today, it's a wrap. If they do, then they got shot. So they're right there. They just need to stay right there and be a little bit better. Speaking of Sophie Burt here, went 4-over yesterday. So she played a little bit better yesterday. 4-over, par 76. And we're not going to even shit where she's at. let me see. Nanami Nakashima. Tied for 80th play. Well, there we go. 7-over par. Noah Van Beek. +3 improved there, and she enters it. Well, actually, she was 5-over yesterday there. Nakashima. Well, I'm trying to see where she was at. Yeah, she was 7-over there as well. Sorry, having a look up here real quick there as well. So maybe actually let's go to the source a little bit here on this podcast right here. I'm going to have to read that later. I'm sorry about that. Let me see what we got here. Golf. Women's golf. That's not what I want. There we go. Right there. Of course, they're not going to do it. Hang on a second. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports and career. All right, I got what I want. All right, let's clear the air here. Let's go back a little bit. All right, so Navarro, even yesterday. Carla Bernat was +2. I've never heard of that again. So, but again, if Carla Bernat continues her trend here, and it's going to be needs some of the big trend, they can sneak in advance to Monday's round. Nakashima was +6. Burt +8. Van Beek +13. There after Navarro put up a 70. Par 70, Bernat's par 72, Nakashima, let me see, yeah, Nakashima's par 79, Burt 76, so back-to-back 76s for Sophie Burt, and Van Beek was par 77 there as well. So, but Lincoln Navarro, the story of this tournament, young sun hero right now. who thought about that? But again, you need somebody to step up, and today you need probably about 3 or 4 players. Maybe the whole team needs to step up here today for Case to have a chance. So they're right there where they need to be. But fortunately, a bad day at office yesterday due to the conditions. But again, Again, K-State not making themselves any better because if they're going to advance. I mean, playing letters could be an advantage or could not. And this is in case here for the K-State women's golf team. They have to go, well, at least for, hey, let's put it this way. At least they know what to expect with the conditions they played yesterday. So they have to go back in the afternoon rounds again. Kind of like the humidity. the runners in the humidity. Because, hey, it's always better to run in the morning time, right? Because in the afternoon, it gets hot. And for those of you who don't like hot weather, the humidity, everybody complains about the humidity and stuff like that. And it's like, all this other stuff. And so in this case here, K-State, you know what to expect playing in this type of setting. You played in the afternoon slot yesterday. They have to play in the afternoon slot again today. But hey, there's some advantages there. You know what to expect when you hit the golf course. Depending on the situation, obviously, you're sitting right there outside the cut line, and you need probably the whole team to step up here if you're going to advance to tomorrow's round. So we'll keep track on this here. K-State wants golf backs against the wall here as they go into the third round of the NCAA Championships in Carlsbad, California. They will be on the greens later on this afternoon. We'll keep track and see what happens today. Carl Bernard and company will look to advance. If not, the season will come to a close. But obviously, they made it this far. So we'll see what happens. We'll see if they can keep on playing into Monday. For our Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it where our podcast is found free and available daily. If you're to record K-State content, is your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much again for stopping by iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast, the Pearl Project Podcast. Go ahead and make sure you go and hit that like, subscribe button, hit the long bell. Every time we post content daily, you'll be first to be notified about that. Popping app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. The slate is to try to go on tomorrow, even though with the kind of the tapering phase now, or I'll probably say the 1 week taper phase. Now, we're going to try to get it in tomorrow so we can get that knocked out. Me and that, myself and Alex Aiden over on the Podbean app. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast over there. And, of course, tell one K-State fan about the Pearl Project Podcast. It'll be, and this is going to be almost, I was thinking about this closely now. Obviously, it's graduation weekend, and this will be a great graduation gift. for those graduates who love podcasting. But anyways, want to give a shout out to all the students at Kansas State for walking the stage this weekend, graduating from Kansas State this weekend. I know there's graduation going on this week. Yeah, I think it's this month as well. Well, whatever. It's the same thing. But anyways, a lot of graduations happening across the United States, and particularly, obviously, this is a K-State podcast, obviously there. So David Gasson walking the stage yesterday. I did see a picture of that as well. So for all the athletes and students walking the stage in Manhattan, Kansas this weekend, congratulations to all of you guys there as well. So there you go. That's a little side note here that I wanted to say here on this women's golf postcast. But anyways, K-State Women's Golf looking to do some damage here later on this afternoon. Let's see if we can get them in to tomorrow's Monday stroke play. Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California. The Pearl Project Podcast continues. All things K-State sports.